It is time for us to check sports, and we've got Saratoga going on, and that means one thing. We kick off a Friday sports with Mike Kazi. Good morning, Mike. How are you doing this morning?
Actually, I was laying in bed thinking it was Saturday, and I was like, holy crap, I got to get up.
I did the same thing when I woke when I opened my eyes this morning. I said, oh, great, it's Saturday, I get to sleep, and then all of a sudden, I said, my God, no, it's Friday, I have to get up.
Yeah, I thought it was Saturday.
Well, first of all, we have to let people know that you just had a terrible day last Friday with your picks at Saratoga. It was just horrible.
Not last Friday. Last Friday was good.
That's what I mean. That's what I mean. It was real good. Explain what happened with your picks.
Yeah, we caught the exacta, paid, I think it was $108, and then the dollar try was $138. So that was a good start for the weekend.
I would think so. So, and once again, we're just going to have pop-up thunderstorms. What's going on at Saratoga for this weekend for your picks?
Well, the weather's tough, so we got to see what happens with that. But nonetheless, it's a big weekend. It's Whitney weekend, and today there's two stakes as well. There's the Troy and the Hall of Fame. So we'll have four races we'll go through real quick. Starting with today, the eighth race is the Hall of Fame. People and horses get inducted into the Hall of Fame today, and they run this race on the same day, which makes perfect sense. So the eight race is a mile on the inner turf. Yesterday's speed was pretty good on the turf. There's not a lot of speed in this race. We got to find out who's going to make it. The one horse, Chance So, trained by Todd Pletcher, is the speed of the race, although his numbers are a little bit soft. But speed is speed, so we're going to use the one in this race today, Chance So, and two other horses we're going to use in here. One is going to be the seven horse Double Clutch, a lightly raced horse, only ran three times, has a win, and then jumped right into a small stake race and ran second. So, and we'll use him for second in this race. And another horse we're going to put into the exacta box is going to be the six horse, Ready to Perform. That horse has five starts on a turf with two wins. So we'll use that one in here as well. But the big horse you got to look out for is the 9, Tis the Bomb. Tis the Bomb ran in the JR Stakes race at Turfway Park this year on the Poly Track, which was, I thought, the best prep for the Derby. And this horse is 2-for-2 on the synthetic and 2-for-4 on the turf with a second. So this horse, although trained to go into the Derby, is better off on the turf and on synthetics. Ran in the Belmont Derby about a month ago, just did not run a lick that day. That's the only question mark to see if this horse can bounce back in this race. So the 9, Tis the Bomb, the 7, Double Clutch, the 6, Ready to Perform, and the 1, Chance So, are my plays in the Hall of Fame. The 9th race is the Troy, 5.5 furlongs on the turf. The 5, Golden Pal, is going to be a huge favorite here, probably $3 or less. This horse on stateside is 6-for-8 on the turf. The only time this horse ran a bad race was two times when this horse shipped over to Great Britain and did not run well at all. But other than that, every time this horse runs in a state, including at Saratoga, where it's 2-for-2, this horse is big. Two horses I'm going to try to use to make some exactas and make some money. One is the 6 horse True Valor. This horse has some speed and will stick around and is a much use after yesterday's races up there on the turf. And the 3 horse Arzak, if there's anybody that's going to close into a race, it's going to be the 3 Arzak. So the 5 Golden Pal with the 6 True Valor and the 3 Arzak are the plays in the Troy for today. Tomorrow, 2 races. One is going to be the 11th race. I'm just going to go a little bit backwards in here because these are the races I like, but they're not in the order of the importance of them. The 11th is the Saratoga Derby. It's grade 1. This race is on the turf, and it's a mile and 3/16, which is just 2 turns up at Saratoga. Horse I had back at the closing weekend at Belmont, Classic Causeway, which went off at 26-1 that day and wired the field, is in this race. I'm going to use the horse in the exactas because the horse is 1-for-1 on the turf, and a friend of mine said, undefeated's undefeated. You got to keep using them on the turf. And this horse owes me no money, so I'm going to use this horse in my exactas. And 2 horses I'm looking at. One is the 10 horse Stone Age, which is coming out of that same race. Shipped from overseas for Aiden O'Brien. Ran third, got beat less than a length at just a little less than 3-1 on the dial. Should be tighter with the second race over in the States for this horse. The other horse I'm going to use, which is going to be my top play, that's going to be, where is he here? National Pride. I just have to find him. That's the four horse, Nation's Pride, cheering by Charles Appleby. This horse ran second to Classic Causeway in that Belmont Derby. And again, this horse, second race stateside, should be a lot tighter. Appleby had a lot of success shipping horses over on the turf last year, so expect this horse to run big tomorrow. So the four, Nation's Pride, we're going to use with the nine, Classic Causeway, and the 10, Stone Age. And the big race of the day is the Whitney tomorrow up at Saratoga. A lot of prestige, a lot of pomp and circumstance with this horse, with this race. It's a mile and an eighth, grade one, $1 million race. Comes up kind of light. There's only six horses in here. The favorite's probably going to be Olympiad, which this horse is 5-for-5, last five starts this year, running at all different tracks, too, Churchill Downs, Fairgrounds, Gulfstream Park. So this horse does not need to have his track with him. Coming in off a real good work at Saratoga on July 31st, this horse is sharp, and this is obviously the horse to beat. And I'm going to try to beat him. I'm going to go down on the inside with Todd Pletcher with the one horse, American Revolution. This horse ran a mile and an eighth in the grade two. Stephen Foster at Churchill Downs ran second. There is some speed in this race to run with Olympiad, and if they get softened up, one of the speeds being Hot Rod Charlie, some people might recognize that name running last year in the Derby. If they get softened up, expect American Revolution to be flying late with Saez. So in the Whitney tomorrow, the horse to beat, obviously, I think, is Olympiad. But I'm going to take a shot with American Revolution to beat him. So four races, hopefully we can click on one or two of them.
All right, Mike, have a great weekend.
You too, guys.
Take care. Mike Causey with our Saratoga picks here today on Sports on Robin Hood Radio. We'll turn things over now and take a look at what's going on in the sports world itself, and that is baseball, because baseball's been very, very good to us. Okay, let's go to the Rays over the Tigers, 6-2, the Pirates over the Brewers, 5-4, Cards over the Cubs, 4-3, the Dodgers over the Giants, 5-3, Athletics over the Angels, 8-7, Rockies over the Padres, 7-3, Phillies over the Nationals, 5-4, the Mets, and that the two Titans in the NL East, Mets take game 1, 6-4 over Atlanta. Astros over the Guardians, 6-0. The Blue Jays over the Twins, 9-3. Cardinals over the Cubs, 7-2. And the Rangers over the White Sox, 3-2. And the Royals bomb the Red Sox, 7-3. In other sports stories, Brittany Griner, the Russian court has handed down their verdict, a 9.5-year sentence. That will obviously motivate the United States to hand over an arms dealer and the other eye to get our Marine and Brittany out. 9.5 years she was given that. John Daly is so funny. He just said he was begging Greg Norman to let him join LIV Golf, and Norman said he's just too old. John Daly pulls crowds to the PGA Tour. Tiger Woods-esh crowds. People love to see Big John. It would have been a perfect move for this new golf league to have him perform. People love to see the big guy go out and bomb the ball and either have a great round or a horrible round. But they love to see him play. So I think that LIV Golf made a mistake by not letting him in the first year anyway. I think they made a mistake by not allowing that. That is it. Bill Belichick was asked by a young reporter the other day about fantasy football and the mighty Bills, quote, returning, end quote. fantasy football doesn't mean anything to me, end quote, which means I just think it doesn't work and I don't care about fantasy football. Oh, gosh. All right. It's said now that Conor McGregor has hinted in a tweet that he might not return to the UFC. If that means anything to you. I don't know if it does or if it doesn't. But if you're a Conor McGregor fan, I guess it does. Or if you're a UFC fan, it does. All right? All right. Anything else in sports? I don't really think so. I don't think so. I'm not sure what the schedule is for today. Let's see if we can find it. Yeah. See the locals, what the locals are doing. The Mets once again take on the Braves. The Red Sox take on the Royals. And the Yankees take on the Cardinals. The Cardinals. Speaking about Cardinals, I have a Cardinal now that is showing up every day at my house. Every day. And you know what he does? He sits on my driver's side rearview mirror. Comes and goes, comes and goes, comes and goes. But while he's sitting on that mirror, he also, it's his personal outhouse. That section of the car, he just creams. It's amazing every day. I don't want to move it because he's comfortable. He, you know, it's nice when you look out the window, all of a sudden you see that Cardinal sitting there. I know it has nothing to do with sports, but we were talking about the Cardinals, so I thought I'd just throw it in there for the heck of it.